My name is Phomelelo Matshika, and I'm from South Africa, from the Northern Province of South Africa. And I write poetry. Mostly it's poetry to celebrate my country, my people. And I also write protest poetry to protest against the social ills. I'm 24 years of age. I'm working as a physiotherapist in the state hospital in Limpopo. It's the Northern Province of South Africa. I've been working for 4 years now, but I've been writing from ever since I can remember. I can't remember when I did not write. I don't have any training in writing, but I started writing when I was about, poetry when I was about 12, but I've always been writing. And the writing I do all the other time when I'm not working.
Phomelelo, where do you get your motivation? What makes you do it?
To sum it all, I can just say that I cannot write. It's just in me. I'm inspired by people around me. I'm from the rural areas of Limpopo, and the women there keep the families together. People like that, strong women, inspire me. And people around me, people who are just tenacious, they inspire me. So I get my inspiration from my people, basically. And South Africa, where it's come from as a country, it's a motivation in itself. So
maybe you should give us a flavor of your poetry. Is there one you can read for us?
Okay, I'll read A Letter to Retrenchment. As I said, that I come from the rural areas, so what happens mostly is that the men move to the cities, they migrate to cities to work. But oftentimes you find that now with privatization of companies, you get that men are retrenched and they come back home and they're helpless. And you find that because they feel that men would be breadwinners taken away from them, then they tend to be helpless. So with men coming back from cities, I saw that maybe I should write a letter to retrenchment, because this is what I felt retrenchment does to families. So the poem goes like this. A letter to retrenchment. When you come to enfeeble my life, may you call me gently to your company with a prefix Mr. or Miss affixed to my name. Will you do me the honor of allowing my earth-colored trousers, my sun-drenched body, to taste your million-dollar seeds? When you confiscate my sword, may you at least offer me a stick to take back to my family to show them that I've been to the war. When you force the bread out of my mouth, may you endue me with courage to negate the joy in my wife's eyes, snatch the shiny smile of my children. When you freeze the water flowing to my mouth, may you spare the drops on my tongue so I can show the neighbors what right I've been doing by my family. When you grind the chalk in this my very hands, hungry eyes anxiously awaiting to be fed, may you at least save my common sense, so I can buy some education for my children. Thanks.
Gentle but strong words from writer Phomelelo Matshika of South Africa.